When you came to Waco in 1917, I believe it is, or was, the United States was not yet in wartime.
No.
It appeared that war was imminent for the United States. Since 1914, hostilities in Europe had caused great concern throughout the world.
Right.
What do you remember about Waco as your family moved into town?
Quite a bit. There was formed up at the high school here a cadet corps in which I participated. Camp MacArthur at that time had, it was in the process of construction. My first summer money was made on the construction crew out of Camp MacArthur. And
that would have been the summer of 17.
And that was also the year of the influenza epidemic that cleaned out so many of them. Small wonder.
Did you witness much of that tragedy?
Yeah, quite a bit.
How much impact did it have upon Waco in general, would you say?
The epidemic?
Yes.
Well, it was pretty severe, I think. Of course, they corrected the situation as soon as they possibly could, and those who did not survive were soon replaced by others from Wisconsin, Michigan, places like that. But that was really the town's first prosperity, you might say. It had been a very sleepy town.
What evidences of new life in Waco came from Camp MacArthur?
Well,
how did it change the town, other than bringing government money into the town?
Well, I think the complexion of the entire population was changed by the influx of Yankees, so to speak. Many of them stayed here or returned here after the war. I think it was good for the town. There was much less bigotry and more toleration of outlanders, so to speak.
So it lessened the provincialism of Waco?
Somewhat, yeah. And that's happened in succeeding years as we've had other military installations here, Air Force and so on.
Would you say then that this was the beginning of the modern period in Waco history?
I think you might say that, yes. It may have not have been a huge beginning, but it was a beginning.